How are you? I want to start. Brother, would you put up on the wall here, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31? I want to address, let me rephrase it, Lord. I ain't taking none of your credit for none of this. This is your deal, not mine. Hey, this right here, God is addressing, forgive me, Lord, this is not my deal. God is addressing everyone that holds a position in this church. Everyone. Not just one or two, everyone. What he gave me is on this yellow piece of paper I wrote down. That's not for right now. Woo, glory. There it is. I want to show you something about two words right there in this that nobody's ever paid attention to. They should have, but they never have. This is for the leaders of the church. Let all bitterness and wrath, forgive me, Lord. Father, thank you. Father, I thank you. The anointing is on me. Father, this is your deal. Lord, here we go, mostly you. Jesus, I'm asking you to bring out what you want to be brought out tonight. This is your deal, not mine. You asked me to do this, so I did. I've been obedient, Lord. So, Father, thank you. I pray in Jesus' name, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, notice the word clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you. With all malice. There's two words there that have a meaning. And this is clamor, meaning of clamor, a loud, confused noise of people shouting. Do you remember when they had Jesus amongst Pontius Pilate and they were hollering, crucify him, crucify him? That is a confused, loud noise that of the people shouting. Right? And then the next one, malice. The meaning of malice. The intent or desire to do evil, ill will to someone else. And I'm fit to pick up right here for just a minute. When I was in the hospital with Ann, I had that opportunity and I passed the test. I passed the test. Walking in forgiveness. That's a big one. That's one that I passed. The Lord told me that. That's when he gave me this. I didn't understand. I'm going to read all four of these scriptures. Let no corrupt communication. Excuse me. I'm starting at Ephesians 4, 29, 31, 2. Let no corrupt communication proceedeth out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. Edifying. That means when I preach to you, I gotta be held responsible for edifying you because God said to. That's not a suggestion, that's a commandment. Edify that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. That's my favorite one. Ooh, that does something to me. I've been redeemed. Amen. Let the redeemed say so. That's what the Lord said. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. Don't talk bad about your brothers and sisters.
Come on. Tell us, son.
I had the Lord tell me this. He said, if someone comes against you, and he was talking to me, he said, if someone comes against you, they're coming against me. He said, I take that personally. All right, let's go back to where Paul was at. Paul was going the road to Damascus to hail people into prison. God, Jesus stopped him and said, Saul, Saul. And he stopped him. And he blinded him for a season, 3 days. He stopped that. He takes that personally. I'm speaking from experience. He told me that. I take it personally. Let me get back to where I was at. And be ye kind one to another. Brothers and sisters, I will love you till the day I go home. Then when you get home, I'll love you some more. Woo, glory. I really will. Woo, be ye kind one to another. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another. This is, what's on this paper is not a suggestion. These are commandments for the leaders of the church. That's including me. Woo, glory. I got to find where I picked, I left off at. Okay. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake forgave you. Hath forgiven you. Thank you, Lord. And then I done been through that. All right, I'm going to get into this one. Romans 8:28. This is not a suggestion. This is a commandment. God's word I take personally. I got it wrote down here, but I'm going to read it right here. And we know that all things work together for God or for good. I got God on my mind. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. I'm going to stop right there. Love God. I got it wrote down right here. Love God. Woo, love God. That's a commandment. To them who are called according to His purpose. Not yours, God's purpose. Woo, glory. He had chosen you. Everyone that's sitting in here right now had been chosen by God.
Yes, sir.
You are a royal priesthood.
Yes, sir.
You are tenderhearted. You should be. If you're not, you need to. Thank you, Lord. I'll do that. Are you hungry for God?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you something. Are you hungry for God? Woo, glory. I got to finish this one. God brings about... I can't do that right now. Father, thank you. He wants me to ask you a question. Are you hungry for God? How hungry are you for God? I just want you to know, because God told me three things, and He spoke of this place, and He told me about this place, what He's about to do. I got it wrote down. That's not my words I wrote down. Three things God told me. What He was going to do for me. Amanda will never be a financial burden to anybody. That's number two. God promised to give me another wife. He's working on that right now. Woo, glory. Number three. You were involved in this. You were involved in this. You think this is the time, Lord? Okay, here we go then. I kind of believe this is the time and where this is supposed to come in at. Thank you, Lord. Tell my people. This is God speaking to everyone here. Leaders in particular. Anybody that drives a bus, holds the door, deacons. Oh, yeah, by the way, the word deacon is a word that you can translate into Hebrew. Is servant. That's exactly what it is. You have to have, before I read this, Lord, I'm going to do what you laid on my heart right then. You have to have that servant attitude when you minister to people. Pastor, when you called me one day, or I may have called you, I don't remember, and I sensed there was something that was going on with you, so I said, how may I be of service to you? I say it every time. I do it to anybody. You have to have this. Jesus even had it. Let me get down here. I like to be in amongst people. Jesus said to blind Bartimaeus, ooh, thank you, Lord. He said, what can I do for you? And you can look at that when you see what Jesus said to blind Bartimaeus. How may I serve you? He said, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus, he received his sight. Whew, thank you, Lord. That is a servant's attitude. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That is a servant attitude. This is particularly for the ministers, those that hold positions. If you're going to do what God called you to do, And you're going to have a position here in what God's about to do. You're going to have to get hungry for God. You're going to have that servant attitude. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you. I'm about to dry it out. You have to have a servant attitude. So when you meet somebody on the street, they ask you a question like, what do you do? The way I do, well, the way I say this is, they ask me and say, what do you do? I say, I work for God. I am employed by Jesus Christ himself. That's who I work for. And I understand you need, if you're going to be a servant of the Most High God, you got to have that attitude. I am a servant. How may I help you? That's the only way I know how to say it. If you got a better way, Lord, than hell, right now would be a good time to have it. Now, I'm about to tell you what God has said to me. I wrote it down. Pardon me, I can't stay up there. I got to get down amongst people. Father, these are your people, and I thank you for it. Lord, I'm about to reveal what you said to them, to me, to tell them. Tell my people that I'm about to move among... No, forgive me, Lord. You had a visitation. Pastor saw it. You saw it, and another one seen it. I sensed his presence. I didn't see... I got this thing that I do. I don't have to see the Lord Jesus to know he's in the presence of this building right now. I don't have to. I sense his presence. But he revealed himself to three people in here out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let that thing be established. All right, let's establish this right now. God had you had a visitation. And I hope you got it. I really do. I hope you understood that. You had a visitation. Israel had one, but they missed it. They really did. They missed it. Hallelujah. Tell my people that I'm about to move amongst them in a way they never knew. Woo, glory. Tell them they had a visitation. The Lord said that to me, and I knew it. I knew he did. You had a visitation. I don't know how else to say it. Pretty plain. If you're not having a hungry heart, trust me, you're going to need to get one. You're going to need to get a hungry heart for God. You've never met another hungrier man than me, I promise. Anybody that's got the word, I'm all in for it. I had a visitation, and I saw those who you are. You have a hunger in your heart, he saw it. Everything is open and naked before me. Therefore, I have seen the hunger of my people. Not all are hungry, but those that are hungry are about to be filled. What's it say in the word? I think it's in Matthew. It says, you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. But those that are not hungry... This is not my word. Don't get mad at me. I'm just a delivery person, all right? Don't get mad at me. I'm going to start this. And he said, but those that are not hungry, don't worry, you won't be bothered. Don't get caught on that end of the track. Woo, don't get caught there. If you're not hungry, I suggest to you right now that you might ought to just go ahead and be the hungriest person you could ever be. And it don't take much. Lord, I hunger for you. Fill me. Don't worry. You won't be bothered. I'm looking for those who are hungry. This is not my word. And I'm going to repeat that one more time. I'm looking for those who are hungry. Those are the ones that I'm going to use. And this is what he said at the end of this. Whew, let me put these down. One day I hope I got 20/20 vision. Oh, bless the Lord. And this is the end of what he said. The fire is coming. Understand, on the day of Pentecost, the fire came. They were filled. They went out in the streets and they preached the gospel. They went throughout all the monks to everywhere. And then finally, God told Paul, you go amongst the Jews, or amongst the Gentiles. And he became a preacher amongst the Gentiles. This is where we came in. The fire is coming. Don't kid yourself. And he knows those that have used, who those that are hungry. I give that to you, by the way. He knows who is hungry. He knows who is not. And for your sakes, I hope you get hungry. I hope you get so hungry you can't stand yourself. You start jumping up and down saying, Lord, here am I. Use me. I'm hungry, Lord. Help me. Whoo! And, by the way, I didn't finish this, did I? God's bringing about is conforming us to the image of Jesus, bringing about our glorification. You'll find that in John. What was that at? John chapter 22. Let me back over. Let me get there before I can. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me get there. I just want you to know. I just want you to know that if you're not hungry, oh, bless God, I please get hungry. I'm not kidding. Because God is out of time. He's running this in his direction. He's not going to lose this. I'm going to tell you like it is. He's not going to lose this. What he's saying, and it's in John 22. Thank you, Lord. John 22. And the glory which thou givest, the glory which thou givest me, I have given them. This is what he's saying. He gave you the glory. He's bringing you into a place. He's bringing you into a glorious place. Oh, my God. I can't explain it so much. I've only heard stories about it. People that have went to heaven and died and went to heaven and come back, they tell a story. I've heard stories about that. I have never been there, but I have heard. Let me finish what I was doing. And the glory which thou givest me, the Father gave Jesus the glory, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect. That word perfect, 23, excuse me. The word perfect translates mature. You become a mature Christian, not being tossed to and fro about everything. You're not, somebody says, look here, we're doing this. You said, no, forget that, I ain't doing that. I'm staying where I'm at. And then, let me finish where I was at. Perfect. In one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and thou hast loved me as thou hast loved them. Understand this one thing I just said. I'm gonna profound on that, what I just said. Thank you, Lord. Help me here a minute. I want this brought out where there's no misunderstandings here, Father. Thou hast okay. What he's saying is that he loves Jesus. Woo, glory be to God. If you notice when I do this, I'm listening to the Spirit of God. I'm my spirit man's in here. Jesus, the Father loves Jesus. But that's not the end of it. Thank you, Lord. That's not the end of it. God the Father loves Jesus, but he also loves you just as much as he does Jesus. Everybody in here is loved by God. Jesus, Father loves Jesus. He loves you the same as Jesus. You can never stop his love. You can never override His love. He has said, no one can pluck you out of my hand. If I have you in my hand, then you're there. You're in His protection. I rely on Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's my protection. But there's a lot, don't worry about it, there's a lot of things that God wants to do for you that you couldn't imagine. God has a direct path that He has set before you. I'm not just talking to just me. I'm talking to everybody in this building. God has a direct path that you're going to walk. Well, and it would do you good to listen, obey, and do what He asks you to do. Because if you don't, Satan gets a hold of you, you're done. I know something about that. I'm going to reveal something to you that I shouldn't do, but I'm going to because it's something that I shouldn't have. Me and the pastor, while I was at the hospital, and I'm closing, by the way, I'm fixing to tell this story. When I told the pastor, I left a little early from the hospital. I walked the pastor out, and I wondered why God had chosen me. I was not a nice person. I'm going to tell this. Thank you, Father. Pastor, I told you this when we were walking out the door at the hospital. You went to your car, I went to mine, but I told you something before we did. You was at my house, you had dinner. Oh, by the way, I can cook, by the way. I do. Woo, glory, I can cook, I promise. These three here was at my house. I invited them to come over. And I prepared a nice dinner. Did good. Lord, I'm not bragging on me. I thank you. You did it. I walked out the door at the hospital with Pastor, and I'm kind of lucky to say this. I don't know if I should, but Lord, do you think I'll tell this? Okay, I will. I once was one of the meanest fellows you would ever meet. I was not the kindest person to any. I was only kind to you long enough to get money out of you, drugs, or whatever. And then I didn't care a thing about you. I was the meanest fellow you ever met. Thank you. I'm going to do it anyway. So you'll know a part of my background. I come from a rough part of town. I hung out with the wrong crowd. Please don't do that. I said something, and I apologized to a lady sitting in the back. And I said something to the fact that, you know, I'll see you on the street somewhere. That's a gang-related statement. And I apologized to her because I told her son that. And I am a former gang member. I don't know how many of you know that. I just said it, Lord. Whatever it is, you have to deal with it. I'm a former gang member. God took me, one of the meanest. I fought my way out of most of any places most folks have ever been in. But He took my heart and He cut that stony heart and threw it away. And He circumcised my spirit. And when Satan sees the incision that God cut on my spirit, he knows I don't belong to him no more. You have been given three things. I got to get me a drink. You have been given three. Pardon me, I got to get a drink. I'm dried up. I am a former gang member. I cry like the most of them. You know, some people say a grown man ought not cry. I can't help it. I got a tender heart. My heart's tender towards the Lord. I praise Him. I stand back there and I do this. I don't care. I know where I come from. So, to finish that story, the Lord caught me in Pensacola, Florida. And I was sitting on a concrete slab. And I had no idea who it was. I was sitting on a concrete slab. I had my head down, a cigarette between my fingers. And I watched the smoke, literally, I've never seen this since before. I watched smoke go down, and it went that way. And I thought, boy, that's strange. And I thought, what's happening here? And all of a sudden, I sensed the presence right here. And I knew, I did not look up. I did not know what I'd see. And I said, Lord, what would you have me do? 4 weeks, I was back in the soldiers. I've been here ever since. And I was looking for a place to pray. I come under such a conviction. This is my testimony. I come under such a conviction. I didn't care where it was. I found a place. I went in. I prayed. And the Lord, that evening, I came back. The Lord spoke to me. He said, it's not your time yet. So I left that day. I went fishing. I came back that evening. There was this little lady about yay high. I don't know who she was. But then she said, come on, let's go to the altar. Well, come on, let's go to the altar. I said, no, I'll wait till after service. She said, no, you don't have to. Come on with me. She practically dragged me to the altar. And she said, she told the pastor that was there, I said, he wants to get born again. So I finally gave in. And I went. And I said the sinner's prayer. And when I did, in here, changed. I came back the next week. I was wearing a suit, had a nice haircut. The pastor didn't recognize me. I was changed inside first. And he said, Boy Merchant, would you stand up? I stood up. I was clean as a $10 bill. And Pastor, I'm done. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.